It's been a week to forget for Czech football clubs in Europe. Domestic champions Slavia Prague and Sparta Prague were both knocked out in qualifying for the lucrative Champions League. What's more, Jablonec failed to make the Europa League group stage, and Viktoria Plzeň narrowly avoided defeat in qualifiers for the third-tier Conference League. Ian Willoughby asked football journalist Karel Haring what all that says about the state of the domestic league.
Slavia Prague had a very good run last season in the second-tier Europa League, and they must have been hoping to get back into the group stage of the Champions League after a gap of one season. But as we saw on Tuesday, they lost 2-1 to Hungary's Ferencváros on aggregate. How much of a disappointment is that for Slavia, do you think?
I think this is a very big disappointment for Slavia, of course, for supporters as well. But I think mainly for the club and for the board. We could hear Jaroslav Tvrdík before the season, how he announced that they couldn't hide their target to return to the Champions League. And we know all how important it's because of the money income from the competition. So I would say this is not a big blow, but a complication for Slavia, definitely.
What about Sparta Prague? They lost 8-2 to Monaco in aggregate. They haven't been in the Champions League for over a decade and a half now. Obviously, it's not a glory period for Sparta. They also haven't won the domestic league for many years. Is it too much of a big ask for them to get into the Champions League group stage? Is that too far for them to aim?
It's almost impossible task for every Czech club to reach Champions League from the non-champion qualifying campaign. Yeah, because you always face very, very good teams. And it was the same games against AS Monaco. So I wasn't too optimistic. And I don't think in this season it was kind of failure for Sparta. They have a young squad. They have a young team. The basic target for them was reaching Europa League group stage. I think this is a better place for the young team to develop.
As well as those results earlier in the week, on Thursday, Jablonec were knocked out of the Europa League qualifiers after losing to Celtic. On the upside, Plzeň are still in with the chance of getting into the new third-tier Conference League after beating some English team called the New Saints, who I never heard of. Generally speaking, what do you think the results of the Czech teams in Europe this week say about the overall level of the domestic league, of domestic football?
Viktoria Plzeň was really very close to the biggest embarrassment of their history. And Jablonec, they are team, they always try and never reach group stage. They managed it only once when they had automatic place in the group stage. But despite all the problems or all the unimpressive results we talk about, there still is a good chance the Czech League will have four clubs in the group stage. I mean, two in Europa League and two in Conference League, or one in Europa League and three in Conference League. But even though there will be four clubs, I don't think it will change something significantly, because we know the Czech League is a tough league in terms of tactical approach, in terms of physical, and the teams usually do well on the level of Europa League in the cup. So we can see in the table of coefficients we are still between 15 and 17 place for several years. So I don't think it will change something, but of course there are some worrying signs, especially in Viktoria Plzeň, because if they miss European Cups group stages for a third time, it will be a big problem for them.